Welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. Welcome back to season two, which is super exciting. We are going to keep up the number of episodes though. So we're on episode 30. No, actually, I need to double check. It's either 30 or 29. I can't remember. I'll double check and let you know in the main show. Anyway, we still want to hear from you. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. The Instagram page is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. The DMs are open. And my personal DMs, as always, are open as well. On TikTok, it's Amy Butler 66, AmieButler 66. And Instagram is Amy Butler 96. Now, there's so much to catch up on. Remember to like, rate, subscribe, download, all the fun stuff, and let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, welcome to series or season two, whatever you want to call it. Anonymous friend, you're here. Hello.
Guess who's back and better than ever.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Tell your asexual friends. And other friends. Everyone's welcome. How have you been? It has been so long since we've done an episode.
I'm hoping
people have missed us. They might not have, but how have you been?
I've missed us. Well, I haven't missed you because I literally saw you last weekend as well. I've missed this. We've said for a while, like, we need to get back into doing all the episodes, but it's been good. No, I've been all right. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And it's dark. It's dark.
Back at work for you.
Back at work. It's dark. It's cold. It's all the things.
It's all... The winter is coming.
That's all the winter is coming things.
Yeah, sorry we've taken so long to get back, actually. The idea was to get back in September, but both of us had wild, crazy schedules. So it was actually really hard to find a time where we were like, yeah, let's do this.
Because it doesn't take us like 20 minutes to do a podcast. It takes us hours because we chat and then we podcast and then we chat. So we have to have like a full evening free to be able to do it.
We do. Or maybe we should be stricter on ourselves. I don't know.
We won't be.
I like a little catch up.
Yeah, it's nice.
Maybe we should record the catch-up. No, no,
there is some things that are said that are not appropriate for the internet to hear.
No, not appropriate. I need to do... Did you hear that?
I can hear that, yeah.
Goodness me, there's loud outs.
Rev it.
A quick disclaimer, the face, for those that are watching, is not doing okay. I've had to discuss this with Anonymous pal already. I was going to use your name then. That was hard. I've got really dry eyes. Not dry physical eyeballs, but like the skin around my eyes, the eyelids, and the underneath the eyes. I have been struggling since August. So actually, this is a call out to anyone who's got tips.
Any asexual dermatologists, reach out.
Please. And also the spots around the mouth and the face, that's just because period, I think. But the eyes are a serious issue, and I've got Vaseline all over the place at the moment, which I went on to... I'm just telling everyone my problems now.
That's fine. Get it out, girl.
I'm at work. I've got a makeup artist, and she... That sounds really bougie. It kind of is bougie, I guess.
No, except the bouge. You're allowed to be bougie. It's okay.
It sounds bougie. It is bougie. Anyway, she was like, what are you doing to help yourself? And I was like, well, I'm putting Vaseline everywhere. And she went, no. She was like, we got a Vaseline user over here. And everyone's like, boo. And so she put me onto some of this really, like, quite expensive, actually. It was like £22 a pot, which for me, I don't know about anyone else, but that's spenny. Like,
You've really just, you know, lived up to your bougie name by going, I will not be spending £22.
on a pot of balm.
On a pot of balm.
Yeah, I am. Do you know what? At work, people have started... Oh my God, people have started calling me Amy Bougie Butler.
Bougie butler.
I don't know why. Anyway, that's actually just the catering team. But anyway, yes, it went down in the makeup truck, and everyone sort of was like, "Get off that now." So I was using this bougie balm, and it's helped just as much as Vaseline was helping. So actually, today's the first day I've gone back on the Vaseline, and I've caked it on. So I haven't. Look, if you honestly, if you're looking on YouTube, look. I don't know how many more times I can say look. But I look greasy as, but it is. I don't know what to do. I'm losing my mind over here. I'm losing my mind.
I already lost mine a long time ago, so
Fair enough.
come to the club. The mindless club.
I'm really losing it. And also, I'm gonna overshare. I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. I'm 5 or 6 days late for my period as well, so that's brilliant.
I'm resisting the urge to say what I said to you before.
Go on, share with the group.
You're pregnant.
If only I could be pregnant, that would be great, wouldn't
Spoiler alert, guys, I'm the dad.
it? Goodness
Imagine
me.
the turn of events if that was the first episode of season two.
I'm pregnant.
And I'm the dad.
Both miracles. Oh my goodness gracious me. Well, that's how I've been since August, everyone. That's me giving everyone a catch up. No, on a positive note, I've been really well and work is going really well, and I can't wait to tell everybody the exciting thing project I've been doing.
I know.
You know what it is? Some people do know what it is, and I wonder if they're listening. Probably not. I don't remember out of my friends. I remember one of my friends who listens, but I can't remember if any. I don't know. Anyway, we're getting off target here, and as you well know, we're doing this unedited from now on. So, aren't you guys lucky, dear listener? What are we? What are we? Anything else that you need to say? Oh my God, I keep wanting to call you by your name. It's crazy.
I think it's because we're not used to it. We need to get back into our
Yeah,
pod momentum.
we do.
No, I mean it's been nice to have a break, but we're back and
Yeah.
we've got lots of maybe not lots of, but we've got some ideas about what we want to do with the podcast and
We do. We
we've got some
do.
plans and
First one, I mean, hopefully. I really want to change the jingle. So maybe this podcast has a new jingle.
Ooh.
If I can do it in time. Maybe it won't. I don't know. If it does, I hope you enjoy. Also, we really. What, my mum's just texted me. One sec. Oh. nothing important. Actually, it might be. Hold the bus. Entertain. Oh, no. It wasn't important.
And I
You were
didn't
great.
entertain.
Well done. No, we really want to get guests on. That's our aim for season two. Guests come on. So please get in touch. We're going through the emails now and getting in touch with people who have already emailed to say that they want to come on. And yeah, so if you want to come on, email in and we'll get you on the list. We'll get in contact and book in a slot. And hopefully we can make some really fun content and actually just grow the gang.
Yeah, and you can be anonymous like me. So if you think, oh, I want to do that, but I don't want my face on it.
Yeah.
Same.
Same girl. Or even if like you're not even 100% sure like where you sit on the spectrum, or like you've just got loads of questions, or you want to talk through stuff and don't mind being on a public podcast about and doing that, then yeah, absolutely. Like we love chatting rubbish,
Yes,
and
we
that
do.
might be helpful to you. I don't know.
Me and you had a very deep talk, I want to say last week, question mark, about spectrums and where I
Oh,
sit, and
we did.
you were screenshotting Google and sending me Googles.
Because I don't always talk shit. Like, some of it's
No,
fact. Oh,
no, no. But it was very helpful, and you were like, I'm sorry, I can't be more helpful. I was like, no, it's very helpful.
I'm glad. Sometimes I don't feel very helpful, but
No, you are. You're
you're today.
very, very helpful to me, so I
Oh, thank you so
appreciate you.
much. I tell you what, I've been very up and down actually about feeling asexual, like about the label and like having that as an identity. I feel like maybe it's because I haven't been talking about it weekly, and like my thoughts are now being bottled up. I don't know, and I've not been getting them
Possible.
out. And I just feel like my whole, like the way I feel about it has been so up and down recently. It's weird.
Yeah, no, but that's the same with me, isn't it? Like the conversation that we had where we were like, where I was like, I don't know, and you were like, you don't have to label yourself. I was like, but I like my little label. I like my box without a lid.
I know. I was just a bit like down on being ace. I was a bit like, I don't want to be asexual. Do you know what I mean? And like, just
Yeah.
feeling sorry for myself and being like, I want a partner and I want all of this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, the realities of it was just getting me a bit down. And I was
Rach.
just like, how do I get myself out of this? Do you know what I mean?
Have a baby with me.
Have a baby. Oh, honestly, my thoughts have been proper. Like, I think it's because I've got like friends having babies and like pregnancy and stuff. But it's been very like pregnancy and baby heavy recently, and I'm like, and also, I'm turning 29 next month, and I don't know if like the pressures of life is just honing in. Do you know what I mean?
I found that, like, especially, I don't know if it was like, it wasn't even when I turned 30 that, like, because everyone was like, oh, you're going to be 30. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, I don't care about that. It was like, kind of like when I turned like 29. And then I think now I'm going to, because now I'm 32. It was like, oh, because I'm 32, but I feel like I might as well be 35, even though I act like I'm 17. And some days I act like I'm seven. So, you know, but I think it was just like, oh, this is a 32 feels like a very grown up age now.
Does
And
it?
so to me, yeah. And so I was a bit like, oh no. Like I had a little spiral on at the weekend and was like, oh my God, I'm old. And I'm
Yeah,
not old, but I'm
how
not
long?
old. And also like timelines for everyone is different, and actually things that happen when they're supposed to happen. And I've got raging ADHD, so my frontal lobe ain't even developed yet.
I
So,
can't.
you know, I've got time for my brain to develop, and then I can be a grown up. I still do lots of very grown up things where I'm like, yeah, well
You're only
done.
like was it? Did they say you turn an adult 18 or is it 21?
It's 18, and then so you're basically, as soon as you turn 18, you're like a 1-year-old adult.
Yeah. So you're actually
So,
only like what, 14
yeah.
in adult years or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. You've got loads of time to grow up. It's fine. Also, I just think age is a bit of a myth, to be honest. I was talking about this the other day. I'm like no one knows how old I am. I could be, or like, I don't know if I've said it on here before, but I do feel like people who are between the ages of like 24 and 35, or extended, like you just don't know how old they are. Like a 24-year-old can look 30, and a 30-year-old can look 21. Like, it's just
So I got
age
ID for
is so
paracetamol the other
horrendous.
day, and I thought, that's not. Now, come on.
Oh, that's the worst though, because you're ill and it's actually something you need. I've had that
Yeah.
before.
I was like, dude, you have to be 16 to buy paracetamol. This is a bit far. Are you flirting with me? Is this what flirting is? Do you tell me I look young?
Want to
Are
take me out for a
you
drink?
telling
Is this where we're going?
I think he was 16, that's why.
Oh, honestly, you just can't tell. It's such a age is such a myth, isn't it? It's such a society. Well, it's not. Like, I don't know. Society time is a is a is
It's a
an
social construct.
That's the word. That's the word. That's
It's
the
made
word.
up.
It's made up. Everything's made up. Chill.
It
You
literally everything is made
do
up.
you.
Exactly.
Everything's
But
made up
yes.
anyway, so it's fine. But yeah, no, that's where I've been at. And like
Not.
friends are getting engaged and things like that, and I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
it kind of it's so like you want to be happy for people as well. We were saying this the other day. You want to be happy for people who have got all the things, and you are happy for them. It's not actually, you're not saying you're not happy for them. But for me, and I'll openly admit it anonymously on a podcast, that sometimes when that happens, I'm like, oh, yay, good for you.
Yeah, it
There's
is
that
true.
little sting of like, I am so happy for you. And I know that if the roles were reversed, you'd be really happy for me. But the roles are not reversed. I'm still here by myself. not doing what is expected of me and all the social norms that are in my head, also made up.
Why is life so hard?
Life is hard. Wow, sorry guys. Episode two, episode one, season two, depression.
Joy and depression.
But yeah, you know.
Maybe
But
that's.
we had a chat before and we were kind of like, what should we talk about? But we need you guys to get the creative juices flowing. What do you
Yeah,
want
we
to know?
actually. I have made. I've. What I have done in the break, and you should be proud, is I have ordered the email situation. Oh, you've got an incoming call.
I did have an incoming call, but I literally have just hung up so fast.
The one bit of editing I'm going to have done this podcast is
Yeah,
we had
sorry guys.
to start the recording.
I received a phone call.
Yes, you were popular.
Thanks.
No, what were we saying? No, oh yeah, I was telling
What did
you,
you do?
I've ordered the emails, so I've got like different inboxes for different things, and there's an inbox for guests. And there's a few people in there. There's an inbox for to read out. There's a few things in there. So we have got bits, but yeah, we keep them coming, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Keep them coming. We want to hear from you guys. Because as much as we can ramble on, I
And
feel
we
like
can.
we can. I feel like it's important, isn't it? And it's always fun, and it's always
Yeah.
lovely to hear from people.
Yeah, and that's what kind of we were saying so much like before. That's what kind of created the community and like the little ace gang. And it was like it was nice to not just feel like it was me and you just
Yeah,
yapping.
definitely, definitely. So please get in touch. I don't know if I've got much else to report back on, to be honest. Might have to be a short and sweet one. A little welcome back.
Short and sweet is good. Neither of us have been on
Right.
any dates.
No, I keep getting distracted by noises in my house. I'm so sorry. No, I haven't been on any dates as much as I want to. It's just not been happening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've taken a reverse from dating.
You're taking a what?
I've taken a little reverse from dating again.
A little back out. I think
Yeah.
that's wise for you.
Yeah, we've had some negative experience.
We have, but it's okay. We will re-own the dating circuit for you. I really want to go speed dating.
Shall we?
I think it will just, like, not even to find someone, I just think it'll be fun. Like, to experience it.
Maybe we should.
I think we should find somewhere and go there and do it.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
I just want my skin to clear up. So I think I'm gonna leave it there so that you don't have to look at my face for any longer if you're watching this. Like, rate, subscribe, download, follow, DM, email.
All the things.
All the things that you can do. Let's get this podcast back up and running, and celebrate our lovely community because we are awesome. And there are lots of us out there. And I really want to connect with as many people as possible, through
That
this
was a nice
podcast.
positive way. We really went up and down with this short and sweet episode, but it's nice to end on a positive.
Yeah, it is. It is. Series one was gorgeous. Series two is going to be stunning. So watch this space. It's going to be as stunning as my face right now.
10 out of 10, baby.
10 out of 10. Right. Got anything to say?
No.
No? Fantastic. We'll be back in your ears next week. Potentially with a guest. Oh, who knows? Who knows? Right, everybody. Goodbye.